The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The well-rested Eagles are coming off a bye week and are preparing for a rematch with the Giants. This week, I bring back Brandon Graham to talk about the pulse of the team, the tough road that lies ahead, and his Pro Bowl-type season. But wait, there's more. BG stopped this chat several times for a food delivery, furniture being delivered, and his kids coming home for school. Plus, for our YouTube subscribers, you get an MTV Cribs-type tour of his new home in the Philadelphia area. Whenever Brandon Graham and I get together, you can always expect the unexpected. And that's exactly what happened on this edition of Gun on One, the podcast. Weatherman. Everybody, and welcome once again to Gun Up One, the podcast brought to you by Patterson Square Garden. The Eagles are coming out of a bye week, a much needed bye week, considering the roller coaster they've ridden the first 8 games of the season. Now we're going to find out exactly what this team is made of, because they have the Giants coming up this week, and after this week, they have a stretch of 5 consecutive games against 5 opponents, all with winning records and all vying for playoff spots. So as the Eagles come out of the bye week, I said, who do I need to get on the show this week? Somebody who can tell it like it is, somebody with a personality, somebody who loves to give me crap every time we talk. So yes, just like we had him on the first show, I'm bringing him back again. The one, the only Brandon Graham, BG. What's up, my brother?
Hey, what's up, D-Gun?
Man, good to hear from you. You look well-rested. You're smiling. That Brandon Graham smile, as I expected. So when you guys go to a bye week, everybody can't wait to get to a bye week just to get away for a while. But Doug Peterson says, hold up just a minute. We're going to practice on Wednesday. So what were you guys thinking when Doug Peterson said you guys had to practice last Wednesday?
You know what? It's just like with anything, you got to do what you have to do. It's that's not terrible at all, considering what us having to still be here. So, you know, we might as well get some work in. And I think everybody embraced it, because it's not like we was able to go travel home and see family. But Coach definitely wanted to make sure that we took advantage of a couple extra days since nobody's able to go home. So I think that's, everybody wasn't really, you know, tripping like how it would be if we was able to fly out and go.
So did you guys just practice that one day?
Yeah, we just practiced that one day, something like, you know, we just wanted to get the body to still moving and, you know, get ahead of, you know, on the Giants a little bit, just making sure that we was just ready just for, you know, when we come back.
So can you honestly get a lot accomplished in a light practice just one day, especially considering how up and down this team has been? Could you correct that many problems in just one practice session?
I mean, getting a head start is pretty much just getting a head start. They just wanted us to get moving. They didn't want us to just have all them days off and not do nothing. I get exactly, you know, what Coach wanted to do. He wanted to give us 4 days instead of, you know, 6, because if he would have gave us Monday off, we'd have had 6 days. And, you know, sometimes your body, especially now, you can lose a lot in 3 days. So, you know, you just want to make sure that you keep the body kind of going and on this clock, because we got a whole second half that we're trying to, you know, do big things on. And I think with us being healthy and getting healthy now, I'm excited for what's to come for us.
So what was the coach's message to you?
Coach's message is, you know, make sure, you know, you guys, we got to start. We got to keep that energy of what we had going into this bye week, and making sure that we come ready to play on Wednesday. Because, of course, he wanted us to that day when he told us on Monday when we came back to take advantage of that day. But really, Wednesday is the day where we in pads and, you know, we get the week started off on that day, really prepping for the game.
So did you watch Washington play this past Sunday against the Giants?
Yeah, I did a little bit. I was on Red Zone, so it was flipping in between. I didn't watch it just actually the whole game. I was just watching bits and pieces because on NFL Red Zone, you know, it just jumped from play to play. So I got to see some plays, though, and I got to see how the Giants ended it. And they've been playing some pretty good ball since we played them. So I know I told everybody, man, it ain't no easy easy games. Come on, man. You know, I know better than that.
Now, you guys play teams like Baltimore and Pittsburgh tough, take them down to the wire. But when you look at where your record is right now, man, and what's going through my mind, you guys basically are two plays away from being a one-win football team. You had that pick six that saved you guys in San Francisco. And then, of course, Evan Engram drops that pass late in the fourth quarter when you guys played the Giants, man. So with that said, you know, what is this team right now? Give me this team's identity, because I have no idea what this team's identity is.
Hey, well, you know one thing for sure. We're going to fight to the end, like you just said. And we're going to make sure that we keep that going, because at the end of the day, we can't worry about mistakes in the game, because that's going to happen. It's just how you respond. I think we've been, shooting ourselves in the foot a little much. And hopefully the second half, we pick that up and be better. But, you know, I do love that we started to create more turnovers as a defense. And then we controlled the ball a little bit more, and we didn't give it up as much. But, you know, I do think that, like with anything, we can get better in both areas. And that starts with just how we work together and how we practice. And now that we're a little more healthier, you know, hopefully that give a little boost for everybody to want to go work even harder.
Now, up to this point, the consensus has been the Eagles are a bad football team in 2020. How do you respond to that?
Just keep going. You know, people, that's somebody's opinion that probably ain't never played. So, you know, that's how I go. But what we've been showing is what is right. So, you know, we just got to go fix our issues. Hold on, D-Gun. That's my food, D-Gun. Hold on.
All right. This man had to take a food break while we're doing the podcast.
There we go, D-Gun. My bad, man. Hey, I had to come get this food. My fault, man. She kept calling my phone. So I was like, damn. I thought somebody...
Hold up, man. How is it you going to take a break in my podcast to get some doggone food? How's it? How's it? Every time I try to get you to do an interview, you got to do something. You got a phone call. You got a babysit. You got to put a baby to sleep. Now, this is the first, though. You actually stopped in the middle of our discussion to pick up your food that was being delivered.
Hey, you know how it go, man. You gotta move, man. You got to make it work somehow, because these kids on their way, too. So I'm like, let me hurry up and run back so I can, do this for my man. Because the kids just got out of school, baby girl at 3. And I know wifey on her way over, and it only take like 30 minutes. Over here.
So what did you get, man? What did you eat? What are we eating today?
We got us a burrito today from Qdoba.
A burrito? You stopped my podcast for a doggone Qdoba burrito?
Look at that, man. That's for the kids, too.
Come on, man. Why don't you get in the kitchen and cook?
Shoot, we always eating in the kitchen. It's just right now, the kitchen don't have nothing in stock in the house right now because we're moving in.
That's great. Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on, but let me get back to football for a moment. When you walk in that locker room, considering what you guys have gone through, when you walk in that locker room, can you get a true gauge on the mindset and attitude of the locker room day in and day out?
I think you can. You know, it's you know how it go. You got to watch just how people is moving around and what they talking about. And, you know, because if you got people complaining and saying like, oh, man, we got this today, we got that, I mean, you headed in the wrong direction. It's only going to get worse because your habits reflect everything, you know, that you do. And so, you know, I always try to, you know me, I miss the positive. I always try to get people to see the brighter side of things. Mm-hmm. I let them know that it's always light at the end of the tunnel. At the end of the tunnel, especially guys that get hurt, that's out for a minute. You know, I know stuff creep in because things don't happen the way you want it to happen in the beginning. But, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. That's what I be telling them. Like, you know, we got 8 games and, you know, and we got 8 games to get in this thing. And then we got some real work to do to make sure we go win this thing. So that's where I just got to keep everybody mind from being cluttered from other stuff that don't matter.
Are you more of a leader now than you've ever been?
I think so. I really do. I feel more comfortable with being more of a vocal leader. You know how I was. I just go lead by example and just kind of, you know, shut up and keep it moving. But, you know, now I really do just embrace what's going on and, you know, where I am, you know, in my career. And now I'm just excited just for what's to come.
What I've heard a lot of up to this point has been Brandon Graham in 2020 has been the Eagles defense's best and most consistent player. How do you answer that?
Just by continuing to keep on staying consistent, by how I practice, just enjoy, you know, the accolades of the hard work, but you know that the hard work is not over. The work is still to be done. You got a lot of stuff that, that's in front of you that, you know, I've been working my butt off, man, to get to this point. And, you know, my teammates definitely been working their butt off. And we've been just working good together. And so I think that, you know, it's just lovely that I'm not missing a lot of opportunities when they come my way. And, man, it's the best I done started. And I'm just thankful that, you know, this day has, you know, come where, you know, I feel like I'm this the best my body has felt, the best that I've started in my career. And I'm just trying to end my career with a bang, for real.
And knock on wood, man, when you look around the league at players dropping like flies from injuries and even on your own team the whole season dropping like flies, that's a blessing, man. You're still standing, moving, and you're moving forward.
Yeah, man, you know, it is. It's just you got to take care of yourself. I try to make sure I keep my maintenance up. You can't always – think that, you know, just because you're doing everything right, that stuff won't happen. But I do know that I give myself a better chance by, you know, my schedule on how I've been taking care of myself these last couple years. And, man, I just try to stay consistent on that part, too, because, like you said, consistency is the key with everything. And as soon as you start feeling yourself or feeling good, like you've arrived and made it for the season, you know, that's when things start to creep in on you. So I'm just trying to stay consistent, enjoy the good and the bad.
Man, I tell you what, it looks like you're having more fun than ever out there. Is it safe to say that you're just out there? I mean, you're all about your business, but you're just having fun every time you step on the football field.
Every time, man. I got to let them know and let them feel that presence because, you know, I'm talking. You know, I'm doing me. And I'm out there having fun with the refs, too. I just want to let everybody know. I mean, I just want to leave an impression when I'm not out there no more. You know, people – you know, always remember, you know, how I was, you know, when I was out there. And, you know, of course, I'm going to remember how people was, too. So, you know, it's just all about having fun because you don't know how long or how long you're going to be out there.
Yeah. Do the referees like that? Wait, are you pausing my podcast again?
Yeah, you can leave that here. Yeah, my bad.
Wait a minute. This is the most unusual podcast I've ever done. But only you can get away with something like that.
You know we got to be different. You know we got to be different, man. People know we real. We real out here.
You know what? You are a special individual. And when I say special, you can put that under many categories, believe me.
Hey, that's all good. That's all good.
Hey, man, look here. You have 7 quarterback sacks through 8 games. You've never had a double-digit sack season. I think you're easily going to get that. And now people are saying Brandon Graham, who has the 4th most sacks in the NFL this year, is playing at a Pro Bowl level. Is Brandon Graham playing Pro Bowl football?
Man, I'm not done yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving where I am right now, 8 games in. And, man, I think that, I got so much more to offer now that I done rested up. I feel like I got to recharge. All I got to do is stay consistent with my work every day and make sure that I bring people along because my teammates is going to help all of us get there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody right, helps right. everybody. You know, we got to win. We got to get out there and we got to put the work in. And I think being one of the leaders on the team, the way we communicate with each other, the way we carry ourselves in the building with all the stuff that's been happening, we got to keep our mask on, that whatever we got to do, we've been doing. We just got to keep that up and don't get tired of trying to do the right things. And that's putting the work in, whatever we got to do for COVID and, make sure that we come ready to play on Sunday.
You know, your defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, said that older pass rushers this season are being very effective. You're 32 years old, so you're considered in that older clientele. Why do you think that is?
You know what? I knew what it took for me to get where I needed to go to this year, especially being in the league 11 years. Because of COVID, you know, a lot of guys didn't know what to do, especially the younger guys. And, you know, they'd never been through, you know, off season like this, where they had all this time to, you know, make their own schedule. And so I think that, it definitely was an advantage for me because I always do stuff outside anyway. And then some of the gyms was lucky enough to, you know, still be open or still have stuff going on to where I can, get my work in. But overall, man, I ain't missed a day except the weekends. I was off on weekends, Monday through Friday. I switched it up, started doing field work, did a lot of field work like I was planning, like I was mm-hmm. doing now. Like, you know, that was the key for me, getting my feet, you know, running around and doing like stuff that simulate some of the plays that we would have been having in OTAs.
You know, it's not going to be easy for you to keep moving around, man, if you keep stopping and eating Qdoba burritos and stuff like that. Uh-oh, we just lost Brandon Graham momentarily.
There we go. Man, somebody was calling.
Man, what are you doing, man? You're totally messing up my podcast today.
Man,
that's three times we've had to stop in this podcast because of you. what are you doing?
It's something good, man. I always got to leave an impression, man. So something that you can always be like, man, this didn't happen before. BG was the first one.
you're like the antagonizing little brother. You just sit there and do like this, like, he did it again. That's who you are to me. That's who you are to me. You're that antagonizing little brother.
Yep. Hey, man, just trying to make sure that you know that I'm here.
hey, look, you guys, when you look around the league, COVID has affected so many teams, and so many teams mm-hmm. have had to go into games minus key players. How have you guys been able to sidestep COVID hitting you guys hard like a lot of teams? Did you just turn the camera off again?
I didn't, D-Gun. Dang.
Do you have a new computer or something?
Hey, you know what we've been doing? I feel like, everybody has different type of personalities on their team. But, you know, everybody, you know, don't want to feel controlled by people. And some people, and I feel like we just got a good group of guys that are really trying to do it right. I mean, you can't say everybody, you know, is probably doing some of the right things, but, you know, they haven't gotten in trouble or they haven't, you know, caught it or whatever. But, you know, I know that majority of the guys, you know, have been taking care of themselves and really trying to practice social distance and, you know, making sure that, we really get a hold of this thing, because we know that we try not to have to go through this next year. So we need to comply and make sure that we take care of ourselves, because I mean, you don't want to have a big spread and then now we lose out on potentially, you know, the season, and now you don't have, you know, money for yourself. And I'm telling you, everybody, you know, that's the number one thing. We need to keep the money rolling for ourselves, because everybody's not making the same thing. And, you know, some guys, you know, need to make sure that they know where the next dollar coming from for, you know, during the off season, because this is usually how it take care of, you know, what we need during the off season.
When I look at the numbers on your defense, a lot of teams are not running up big numbers in terms of running against your defense. But the few teams that have had success running the football against your defense, it's on these jet sweeps, misdirection runs, things like that. How do you tighten up to prevent those big gains against you guys in that regard?
We got to make sure that we keep our eyes clean, you know, because we always talk about great players have great eyes. And so that's what we been trying to make sure that, you know, we get better on, because, like you said, it's that's what it's all about. It's about doing your job, not trying to overcommit and, you know, commit to, like, just know that, trust your teammates. It's all about trust out there. And so we know that's how teams been trying to hit us. They've been doing, you know, a good job so far, but that's something that we really been trying to clean up this second half, because we know that it's a copycat league and everybody's definitely gonna start trying to, you know, do the same thing until we fix our issues.
When people ask me, what is Brandon Graham like? One of the things I tell him is he's like an Energizer bunny. He's always smiling, always laughing, always joking from sun up to sundown. Where do you get this unlimited energy, man?
You know what? It just kind of, I always pray that I learn who I really am. You know what I'm saying? And so, and I feel like whatever I feel, man, I try to do, you know, and I know what's right and wrong. And if I feel like went a little overboard, you know, I can own up. Ownership is a big thing, you know, with me. And I try to own up to, you know, what I've done. And, you know, and keep it moving and learn from those things. And so I think for me, man, life is already serious enough. You know, you look at social media, look at TV, you know, all this stuff they talk about. It's just so much bad stuff going on, man. And I just try to do the opposite. You know, I try to choose to be happy. I try to choose to have the right people around me. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you can't run from, you know, just because you had a bad experience or a bad time with somebody, you know, you can't shelter yourself to not want to put yourself out there because of somebody that, you know, that you ran into. That's just going to happen. Because sometimes being too nice, man, gets you the wrong people, you know, around you, because they try to, you know, take advantage. And so I know I had to deal with some stuff and I can't run from that. I got to handle that. You know what I'm saying? I got to, you know, get that dealt with, you know, because I didn't know how to communicate, didn't know how to do things. And, you know, I had to grow in some areas. So I think at this point in my life, man, I try to, just like I said, I had the right people around me and really try to have great relationships where, you know, I check in. It's a two-way street. I check in, you check in, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't got to be all the time, but it's just when we talk, man, it's just like we never left, you know, from the first time. So
and there goes his camera again.
Hey, it was just saying 20%. I'm like, man, wait. I can't win a day, boy.
You didn't even charge? Your what are you, a laptop, iPad? What are you on right
wife,
now?
I got the wife old phone, man, and my new phone come this week. It should be here. It should have been here today, but, you know, the day is not over. But I know that, you know, man, her battery don't last long on this phone. So I was in the car charging it when you called me to make sure I was good for you.
So what do you have, a Snoopy phone or something? What kind of phone you got over there?
No, it's the little 10, iPhone 10.
Oh, the little iPhone 10. Oh, what are you getting now, the 12?
That's why I said, like, I'm getting the 12. You know, I had to go back to the 10 because that's the one that she had in the house. But that's my fault, though, on messing my other phone up.
I was about to order the 12, And then my kids told me, Dad, you know you can't use the same plugs that you've been using on your 7 Plus. I said, what? I've got like 6-7 different plugs, 6-footers, 8-foot cords. I'm like, I'm not giving up my cord. I said, which phone can I still use with the old cord? They said, well, you can get the 11 and get the adapter for it. So I may bypass the 12 because I'm old school. I'm not ready to give up them cords yet, man.
That thing costs money. They do. That's how they in the business of making money, man. So, of course, they're not about to have you using your old cord for a new phone. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that on what you said, because I felt the same way when I got this phone. I was like, man, what? I can't use my other one no more. You know what I'm saying? They out here getting it. They getting it. You know, they even took it where you can't even, you know, just plug your phone, headphones and just iPhones directly no more. It's crazy. You got to use the little cord. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so much, man, that you got to do. But I do understand it's about getting that money, man. And, you know, that's what they do.
Yeah, they're getting all of our money. Look, I look at you as the biggest talker on the team. I don't know of a bigger talker on the Philadelphia Eagles. If there is one, you tell me. Is there somebody that can out-talk you on that team?
Well, you know what? LeSean McCoy was the one. That was the one. That's okay. You know.
But on the current team, is there anybody on this current team that can out-talk you?
Nah, I don't think so. I got to shut myself up sometimes. Like, man, damn, boy, that 5-minute conversation turned into like 30 minutes. You know, I was supposed to go home. The wife already called me.
Man, as I talked about off the top of this unusual and unpredictable podcast for today, you guys got a murderer's row coming up after this Giants game, and you can't look past this Giants. How do you tell your guys, don't look at the bigger picture? We know what these big games are coming. Stay focused. Doug Peterson's message has always been one day at a time, one game at a time. How do you get that message across, especially to a lot of guys who are newcomers to this team?
Just keep on making sure you at least tell them, and then, you know, make sure that they focus in on that day at practice. You know, hey, man, let's have a good practice. You know, the little small talk that you have with some of the players, you know, make sure that it's pushing you towards your goals. You know what I'm saying? Because negative talk ain't going to help you. So you might as well go out there and be like, hey, man, you know, even if you were saying you was going to have a great day, hey, reassure them. Hey, man, it's going to be a great day today, man. Let's go out here. Let's prove these coaches right that we ready. You know what I'm saying? And we move on. You know what I'm saying? And we go show. And so it started with me, though. It started with a bunch of us, you know, leaders on the team. We got to be doing it, too. And we ain't going to be perfect with it, but at least we bring in the energy so people know how it's done. And so I think that's a good thing that we do, you know, every day.
Give me some insight on Carson Wentz right now, man. He's ridden that proverbial roller coaster, 12 touchdown passes, 12 interceptions. A lot of people want to get rid of Carson Wentz already. When you see Carson Wentz in the locker room, is he the same guy to you? Or do you notice that maybe certain things are bothering him, especially with all the outside criticism coming his way now?
Well, you know, I just had to tell Carson because, you know, I know some of the stuff probably was getting to him because he felt, you know, like, man, I'm gonna make sure I get y'all boys. I take care of y'all boys this next go around. And I was like, man, you ain't got to put no pressure on yourself. I already know what you can do. You know what I'm saying? I know how you do. We just gotta keep trusting yourself and keep on going, man. Things gonna start opening up. I'm telling you, just keep on working one day at a time. Keep on working on the little things that you know that you got to work on as a quarterback. And, you know, them little details, man, just pay attention to them like you do and be you. You know, be you at the end of the day. You'll be ready when that time comes.
You know, this Giants team is probably excited about getting another rematch with you guys real quick. You only beat them by 1 point. Evan Engram doesn't drop that pass. It's a different outcome.
Yeah.
How do you mentally, not so much physically, but how do you mentally take them out of the game and let them know that today is not going to be their day?
Well, you know, on defense, we got to go 3 and out as soon as we start. You know what I'm saying? Let them know, or turnover. One of them, you know, you got to bring that energy in the beginning, or the offense got to go out there and score right away. Not even right away, but just score on your first drive. Let them know what type of game it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? You got to throw the first punch. You know, especially because we play these guys two times a year. And so, you know, when you play them the second time, you got to throw the first punch, especially if you won the first time and, you know, it felt like it wasn't by much. It was just by a little margin. They get close, they kick a field goal, they win the game. But, you know, I think that you got to throw the first punch in that second game.
You know, I still, it's still very vivid in my mind that Daniel Jones does the RPO and all of a sudden he's sprinting 80 yards down the field. And if the turf monster doesn't get him, he's in the end zone. How in the world you guys let a quarterback run that, not just run 80 yards, but nobody could close on this guy?
Hey man, you must see how fast he was rolling. That's what he was, 22 miles per hour. That's what they say he hit on the field. So I was like, yeah, we knew that already because he did that a couple times against other teams too. So, but you know, we ready. We're gonna be ready when that time comes. You know, we ain't gonna just let it be easy.
Hey, what did you think about the presidential election and the outcome?
You know, I loved it. You know, I just loved how it just kind of popped up and, you know, just say he won. You know what I'm saying? It just, it, I was just happy. We needed a change from, you know, the current president. I think a lot of stuff that's been happening with COVID, you know what I'm saying, kind of changed that. And then, of course, you know, I feel like he talked his way out of office. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what happened. But I'm happy with a new president, you know, proud of some things that happened, you know, for the first time, you know, in history, happening with, you know, the VP, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm just excited for what's to come. Hopefully, you know, things continue to keep on, you know, moving upward.
Do you think that this country will heal? You know, there's been a lot of tension, a lot of bitterness, ever since COVID came in, and of course we had the protests, we had a lot of unnecessary killings. Do you think with a change, this country can soon start a healing process?
I think so. You know, stuff can't stay the same. You know, nothing is forever. You know, I just think that it's going to take all of us, and we all got to, you know, just be open to, you know, what's going to be new. Especially because you can't go back to being the old you, but you know, you got to learn from all this. And I think, you know, we got probably some cooler stuff that we wasn't thinking about until now that's probably going to be in the works for the future.
All right. There seems to be a lot of commotion going on in your house. What
baby
the world's
girl
going
just,
on there?
Hey, baby girl on her way out here. They just pulled up.
Now, from what I understand, you've always talked. Uh-oh, there she is. You've always talked gone. About how you wanted to make Philadelphia your home.
Yeah.
Okay. What's stop up, number baby? Four. Hi.
Say hey.
Hi.
Hi. All right. You've always talked about how you wanted to make Philadelphia your home. And from what I'm told is you just recently bought a home in the Philadelphia area, so this is going to be home after you're done playing football.
Yeah, I just embraced it, man. I'm here. You know, I've been here long enough, and I feel like the jobs that's been offered me, you know, I can see myself doing. So I just know that this is the place that's home. You know, it's my second home. Well, it's going to be my first home now, but Michigan always going to be in my heart for sure. Yeah. But, you know, I can always go back there and do what I have to do, see family and stuff like that. But Philadelphia is what I'm going to do every day because that's where it's at.
So how long have you been in your new house now?
Well, you know what? We just got it last month, but okay. We haven't officially moved in yet because we still this happened. We found the house. We was just looking and we just said we can't let this one go. And so we went on ahead and got it. But we still have our lease up till June of next year. So after the season, we should be moved in, though.
And you, there's people actually moving in while we're speaking right now?
Yeah, people right now are all the movers that just moved all our stuff from Michigan. Got here today. And they'll be done in like an hour or so. They've been here since like 8 this morning. And they'll be back tomorrow to unpack all the other stuff, but you know, they putting everything in the rooms and putting everything back together.
Can you just take us on a little tour where you are right now? Just a little quick tour, just so we can see what the lifestyle of the rich and famous is like. Oh,
this
man.
This the kitchen.
What?
Right here.
Oh, wow. Yep. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep, let's see that driveway again. Oh, look
at
this.
This backyard.
Wow.
Yep.
That is beautiful, man.
Yep.
Oh, my
Hold
goodness.
On, let me see. Hold on. Here you go. Crab baby.
Wow.
Big boy.
Uh-oh.
Big boy.
You got kids running everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Big boy.
Oh, my goodness. Beautiful.
Yeah, so.
See, this is what this is what happens when you make that NFL money.
Yeah.
Now, hey. Is it true that I inspired you to stay in Philadelphia? Is that true?
I don't know, man. You might have, because it wouldn't have been after the game D Guns talks like we do. But yeah, how about your Cowboys, man? What happened?
You want to bring that up? Wait. All right, wait. Huh? You want to bring this up? I said I thought the Cowboys, talent-wise, were the best team in the division, and man, have they disintegrated. They can't even keep a quarterback on the field, so I know you gloating about that.
Oh, you the person I thought about, man, real quick. I was like, okay.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, because you know how it goes. Like, when we had the best in there, we got hurt. You know, yep. Ain't nobody make no excuses for us, so I don't want you to make no excuses for them either.
Oh, no. I don't care if they go 0-16. I really don't. Yep. But you know what? Now that you brought that up, I'm never going to forget last season when you and I were standing in the tunnel at the Giants game after the game, and we're talking about a win over the Giants, and a guy with the Dallas Cowboys leather jacket walked by and said, "Hey, man, I know you mad." That was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen, man.
Man, hey, that was good. He walked right past at the right time. That's why I was like, man, that was perfect timing.
Well, look, man, I know I speak for a lot of people when I say I'm happy that Brandon Graham is staying in the Philadelphia area. I'm happy that Brandon Graham is having a Pro Bowl season. I'm happy that Brandon Graham is still playing at a high level, even though he's old as dirt at 32 years old now. I had to get that shot in there.
I'm going to show you old. That's what I'll be telling them. That's my motivation there all year. I'm going to show you old.
But if I inspired you to stay in Philadelphia, don't you think I should get some kind of commission, something, anything? Don't you think D-Gun should get a commission?
Hey, D-Gun got him a podcast, and he got the first one was on me. Second one, I don't know, man, you owe me money now.
Don't be trying to charge me, man. Hey, man, you can't. No, you can't charge me, bro.
Nah, but I ain't gonna never do that. You know that I'm always trying to help.
I appreciate you, bro. Look, I know your daughter just got home from school. You got people moving in your house. You stopped my podcast to get Qdoba burrito.
Yeah, look at him.
Oh my goodness, he ready. Dude, he ready. That is awesome, man.
What's up, man? Let me get a hug, man. Come here.
Look at that.
Come here. Oh, he's psyching.
Is that a future running back or defensive end?
You know what? He's gonna be a future baseball player.
Baseball? You don't want to play in football?
I mean, if you want to, yeah. But you know, I know for sure I want to get him in other sports that I ain't get a chance to play, because you know it wasn't really offered. You know, the schools that I was going to in Michigan, you know, like baseball.
Yeah.
I played T-ball. That was the only thing I played, and then football and track and field and stuff took over. But, you know, I didn't never get a chance to really play baseball. I feel like after football, I want to be, you know, one of them leagues, you know, them older leagues where you just kind of trying to keep it going. You know what I'm trying to keep working.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what I want to do.
I know you're just about out of juice on your bootleg phone, so I'm not going to hold you much longer. But as always, I can't thank you for taking the time to talk to me on my podcast. And, of course, stand by, because I know I'm going to talk to you again at the end of the season. Hopefully we're talking about a Brandon Graham Pro Bowl season, an Eagles division winning season, and you guys find a way to go deep into the playoffs and shut up a lot of the critics. Until then, my friend. Thank you so much for being a part of Gun on One, the podcast, as always, man.
Hey, appreciate you, man, always. Thank you.
And I'm not paying you, so you can get that out of your mind now. You got that Brandon Graham NFL money, lifestyle of the rich and famous money now. Brandon Graham said.
Hey, don't get it twisted. You've been getting six figures for a long time, since 98.
Hey, look here, man, just one other question real quick. One question. What's it like to be rich? I'll never know this. What's it like to be rich?
Man, let me tell you, it's cool, man, to have that security for yourself, you know, if you do it right. But at the same time, it's what you do with it. And so, you know, I always try to, you know, make sure we give back and do something, donate, you know, to charities, and, you know, just know that, you know, you in a position where you can help people. And so I always don't get it twisted on, you know, you can take care of yourself, but at the end of the day, you know, bring some people along. B-Dawg has said that to me, you know, bring people to your party. And so if I get all this responsibility, man, I really just try to, you know, be responsible with it, you know, because it can easily be spent and be done and be over with, and you don't have nothing to show for it. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the one and only Brandon Graham. Don't ever change, my friend. Don't
Appreciate
ever
change. You, man.
Yes, sir. And yeah, I want to thank you. Look at, oh my goodness. Man, that car's better than my car, man.
Yeah. Okay. And then this is the driveway right here.
Again. Look at this. Look at that driveway.
Big boy, come on. Come this way, mama. Turn around.
Hey, man, can I just come hang out one day? That's all I want to do. Can I come hang out at the new house?
You know you're welcome at all times. Come on.
I even worked the grill. I fired the grill and do the ribs for you, man.
Hey, for real. Hey, we just put the grill up. We just put the grill up, too.
Okay. All right, that's a deal.
All right, that's a bet. Hey, for real. You know what I'm saying? Whenever.
All right, BG.
When we get it all in. You know, we'll definitely, you know, have you and your wife and your family, whoever you want to come over, we'll do something, man. We got to start doing that.
Yeah, I would love to do that. All right, looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right, and ladies and gentlemen, thank you as well for joining me on this edition of Gun on One, the podcast. My man, Brandon Graham, he is one of a kind. Nobody has ever stopped my podcast four times in one podcast to take care of food, take care of people moving in, and to get his kids. Man, this guy can do it all. So until next time, as I always tell you guys, you know, be blessed, but more importantly, be a blessing to somebody else. This has been Gun on One, the podcast, brought to you by Patterson Square Garden. So long, everybody. Gun on One is a production of D-Gun Enterprises in Patterson Square Garden. Alvin Shabazian and Wes Pendleton are the executive producers on behalf of Patterson Square Garden. Lead producer is Derek Gunn. Associate producer is John McNeil. Sound design, mixing, and mastering by Alvin Shabazian. Original music by Weatherman. For more information about the podcast, visit gunonone.com. And please, don't forget to subscribe and give us a positive rating if you're feeling the show. Thank you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.